right, welcome back. Who's talking? Segment two, Hobbo Frank, Bobby Call in the studio, and we have Billy McMullen on the line. Frank, if you want to do a real quick introduction and shoot that first question to Billy.
Billy, good supporter, friend, and frequent contributor to Who's Talking. Always a lot of fun to have him on the air with us. Billy played at Henrico High School prior to matriculating to the university, where he distinguished himself quite well as one of the best receivers, certainly some of the best hands I have ever seen in 40 years of playing college football. And that netted him a third-round draft pick by the Philadelphia Eagles, and he had a nice career with them. And today he lives here in Richmond. And Billy also threw a touchdown pass once. I've been told a little bird planted that in my ear today. Billy, how are you?
Doing just fine. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Hey, let's talk about the Virginia passing game. You being the terrific receiver from back there in 2003? Is that when you graduated? Yep, 2003. So those years prior. Talk to us a little bit about we got Darius Jennings, you've got Keon Johnson, you've got Jake McGee, and quite a few others, really. What's going to happen this year? And the betting men are telling me that Grayson Lambert is going to edge out David Watford. So tell me what you think.
Well, yeah, I think the betting man is right. I had a chance to get up there and check out the guys two Saturdays ago. Took a couple of recruits up there, and I was truly really impressed by the offense. The first thing, the very noticeable thing with the offense this year is jam packed full of athletes from A to Z on both sides of the ball, meaning wide receiver on the other side and wide receiver on the left side and backfield and I was really impressed what I saw. You got big receivers, you got shifty small receivers, you got the power back in the backfield, you got Menzel. You know, they really impressed me, and they were, I don't know if it was just that Saturday, but they were flinging that ball around pretty good, and play after play being made. I was very happy what I saw, man. The guys are really getting after it.
Billy, this whole situation with the quarterback, clearly this year Virginia needs better play at that position. The offensive line has got to get healthy, but clearly with Kevin Parks back, one of the best running backs in the ACC, with Smoke Mizell providing a change of pace and real quickness coming out of the backfield, particularly on pass plays, there's got to be more production. Grayson Lambert was 33 of 75, had two good games, against one against UNC, one against Miami. He did not do so well against VPI in the last game. Junior David Watford was 244 out of 427, but he had, out of his, even though he had eight touchdowns, he also had 15 INTs. The coaches by now, Fairchild, Tom O'Brien, Mike London, hopefully they are going to get this position fixed so that the offense can put up more points. What do you think has got to be done there to get the passing game really going?
Well, the coaches can only do so much. Coach London, O'Brien, and Fairchild, and the other guys that's in the war room, they can only, you know, put the scheme together. And I think they're doing an awesome job of that. From what I've seen, like, we know we're gonna fling the ball around pretty good. But it comes down to the player, really. It comes down to who wants it, who's gonna step up and separate themselves from one another. Meaning David Wofford and Lambert. I was really impressed with Lambert. He's a big kid, and like I said, it was one practice, but at the same time, he flung the ball with a lot of confidence out there, and he's the one that was making most of the plays. So if I was a betting man, I'd say definitely Garrison be the one to take the helm. But it all depends on who the team is willing to follow, who's going to step up and say, this is my team, and no matter what, I'll be the one out there making the plays on Saturday and someone you can believe in. And I think that's what was the big missing piece last year. You know, you have guys that had the potential to be that everyday leader. But as a young team, you know, I think they're really going to find themselves this year with the leaders, plural, on both sides of the ball.
You know, Billy, hey, Bobby here. I loved watching you play. You know, one thing I noticed last spring game was the team seemed to play more for Lambert. Just like you were saying, they were, it seemed like he was a leader, or they just got energized by his play. And that's what I'm looking at for in a quarterback, is a team that will rally for him and just play their hearts out, knowing that, hey, he's going to make the play for them when it counts.
I tell you what, he got my juices flowing, man. I was ready to put the pads back on that Saturday practice. You know, the receivers just had to run routes, you know, and he was putting the ball on in the perfect spot, you know. And I'm talking about from the older guys to the younger guys. I like the way he commanded that entire practice. I like the way his confidence level, and he moves pretty good for a big guy too. Nothing against David Wofford. You know, just in the spirit of competition, from what I've seen, Lambert is just really edging out, and the guys were really. You can feel the confidence of the other guys around him and him commanding the offense that day.
And it really comes down to what you do in the clutch as a QB, doesn't it? You know, you got to make the big play.
That's all that counts, and that's for any of the guys. You know, like I said, that was one practice. But the real dogs, like we say, come out when a clutch play needs to be made. If that's the quarterback, receiver, running back, O lineman, even on the other side of the ball with Ann Harris and the rest of the guys. So I think that's going to separate us from, or get us back out the cellar, to get back at least into competition and compete for the ACC.
Do you feel like the player development is a little bit different? You talked about all the athletes you see up, and that really gets me excited because we've had great recruiting seasons. We get top 25 recruiting seasons, but then nothing happens. And definitely it takes a lot of players to win a football game, and it sounds like maybe we've reached that mass where we got a lot of players, we've developed them, and maybe now they're ready to go.
Well, it's just like it's farming, you know. You created the land, you made sure the land is growing, and now the guys are sprouting up. And like you said, I think Coach London has done an awesome job recruiting. I think he's brought us some top-notch talent. And what I've seen is not only the talent, but guys are actually understanding the skill set that it takes to win. But like I said, you won't know who's going to step up, what's in the inner heart until that bell rings and it's the third or fourth quarter or third down when the play needs to be made, and both sides of the ball, somebody decides and makes up in their heart that this play needs to be made and I'm going to be the one to do it.
Billy, you got to be a little careful. When you start talking about farming, people are going to think this is a Virginia Tech show. This is Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, that's blasphemy, man. I didn't say nothing about Virginia Tech, man. That's blasphemy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hubbo just wants to make sure our listeners know. All right. Hey, Billy, some of those names, Darius Jennings and Dominique Terrell are the smaller receivers, 5'11", 175. I heard an interesting story about Jennings. Jennings got some new contact lenses, and Coach London was talking today that over the last 2 weeks, he's never seen him catch balls the way he's catching them now. They think he had the wrong prescription.
Oh, wow, I can understand that. And people, you know, people outside of football wouldn't understand that. But because, you know, things happen in such a quick window, you got to be able to pick that ball up pretty fast. And what I saw, like I said, on Saturday's practice, he made a couple of huge plays. I think a 60-yard, 65-yard bomb and another leap and catch on the sideline. I was like I said, I was really impressed with the offense. I mean, didn't matter who was in there as far as receivers goes or backs or – even at that time, the QB, it was a lot of plays being made, and I think Darius is he's due for a breakout year. I think he has the ability to dominate. Like I said, smaller receivers, but they also have some giants, man. So.
Some of the giants. Miles Gooch is a senior. He's 6'3", 220. Kanane Severin, 6'2", 225. Keon Johnson, I believe, is of the same size. E.J. Scott is of the smallest variety. Kanane Severin, Kyle Dawkins, those guys are all 6'3". There's now a nice stable of depth there, wide receiver. Plus, you got Jake McGee at tight end. You've also Zach Swanson is a giant at tight end. So they've got some big targets in the middle of the field. Don't be surprised if Virginia this year, if they can get the offensive line fixed, if they don't break out this year and catch everybody by surprise. Billy, we have got to jump to break, and we want to make sure that you know that you are welcome every weekend or every Monday night next fall on Who's Talking, okay?
I appreciate it, guys. I always enjoy coming on and talking Who football.
Stay with us, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little baseball with Jarrett Parker. This is Who's Talking.